a shoddy piece of auditing.
Poloncarz isn't being circumspect in his comments on the audit, suggesting the county should return nearly $49 million of the $53 million spent on restarting this region after the storm. After 6 years as county comptroller, he says he knows how to do an audit, and that wasn't what was done here. From waiting more than 6 years to not knowing federal law allows hometown preference in cleaning up disasters, the county executive says this is bad, and that's what he will be telling FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate and Acting IG Charles Edwards in Washington soon. Not only is he working with Albany and Washington and getting the audit recalled, Poloncarz says he's working with Representative Chris Collins, the man he beat for county executive.
I talked to him the night of the State of the Union. I was down in D.C. for the State of the Union, and I saw him there in Congress, and I let him know it was the first time he'd heard about it. I said, I let him know what happened, and he kind of laughed. He said, geez, I thought we put that to bed. We worked on that for years. I go, yep, and here's another one. He said, don't worry, we'll work together on this. And we have.
Poloncarz says the county has 15 bankers' boxes of records showing how the money was spent and all of the approvals from FEMA and Albany at the time of the cleanup. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.